In this bulletin, the Prime Minister defends his relationships with Pacific leaders as the election campaign enters the home stretch. Calls for rapid flu tests to be developed as Australia braces for a rise in influenza cases. And in tennis, the fitness of Rafael Nadal for the French Open in doubt after his defeat in the Italian Open. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. The Prime Minister is defending his relationships with Pacific leaders and the government's response to the Solomon Islands signing a security pact with China. Yesterday, a former Australian High Commissioner to the Solomon Islands criticised the Prime Minister's handling of the situation, saying the government should have foreseen the pact and the rise of China in the Pacific. Trevor Sofield tried to approach Scott Morrison on the campaign trail in the marginal seat of Bass in northern Tasmania and says he was manhandled by the Prime Minister's security. Mr Morrison has now reiterated that Australia is not trying to control Pacific nations and used a previous conversation with Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama as his defence.
And I said to Frank, "Frank, I know that Australia has not always done it the right way in the Pacific. You know, in the past, Australia has acted like a bit of a colonial overlord and has stomped around, and I don't think has treated the Pacific peoples and families with respect." And he agreed with me. And he said that was one of the key issues that had been causing angst amongst Pacific leaders.
Meanwhile, the United States has pledged $150 million to Southeast Asian countries in a bid to counter the growing influence of China in the region. US President Joe Biden announced the funding at a two-day leaders summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Washington. The money will go towards decarbonising the region's power supply, maritime security, and the COVID-19 response. The Biden administration is hoping the money will further demonstrate its commitment to the Indo-Pacific region, though it pales in comparison to China's last promise in November of $1.5 billion in development assistance. Pathology manufacturers are calling for rapid flu tests to be developed as health systems brace for a gruelling influenza season, as well as a spike in coronavirus cases. Pathology Technology Australia Chief Executive Dean Whiting says rapid flu tests, similar to the antigen COVID tests people have become familiar with, could help health workers to quickly decide what treatment patients need. He says there's an opportunity to apply lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic to the flu and other illnesses if the government would only greenlight the technology. The call for follows another brutal day of COVID-19 statistics in Australia. Another 36 people died of coronavirus, including 13 in New South Wales, 2 in Tasmania, 18 in Victoria, and 3 in Western Australia. Members of the US Congress have held a moment of silence to mark the country's milestone of 1 million COVID deaths. The toll represents about one death for every 327 Americans, or more than the entire population of cities such as San Francisco and Seattle. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi led the bipartisan group from the House and Senate on the steps of the US Capitol building. During the remembrance, the Bishop of Washington, the Right Reverend Marion Edgar Budd, recited a prayer in tribute to those who have died.
Behind each number is a name of a person beloved. Far too many taken much too soon and sometimes alone. As we once again entrust them to your gracious care and the mystery that lies beyond this life, help us to believe that you hold them safely in your love.
In tennis, Rafael Nadal has been knocked out of the Italian Open. The 21-time major winner was beaten 1-6, 7-5, 6-2 by Canadian Denis Shapovalov in the last 16 of the tournament after having a solid start, but then struggling physically towards the end of the contest. Nadal has told reporters that he understands his performance has raised doubts over his fitness ahead of the upcoming French Open, which he has won a record 13 times.
I am a player living with an injury. That's it. It's nothing new. No, it's something that is there, and unfortunately, my day by day is difficult, honestly.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and a top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and a top of 22 degrees. Melbourne, a possible shower and 19. Hobart, partly cloudy and 17. Canberra, showers easing and a top of 20 degrees. Wollongong, showers easing and a top of 22 degrees. Sydney, rain periods easing to showers and a top of 22 degrees. Newcastle, rain periods and 24. Brisbane, rain, possible heavy falls and 23. Cairns, a possible shower and 29. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.